There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.
A new series of chemical tests indicate that Los Angeles police used non-regulation, highly dangerous ammunition during their assault against members of the Symbionese Liberation Army last year.
The United States of America.
There's a man with a gun over there.
Two consultants to the Los Angeles coroner's office report that they have discovered that Donald DeFries, the SLA leader who called himself Field Marshal Sin Q, was killed by a non-regulation steel-jacketed bullet apparently fired by a member of the Los Angeles SWAT unit.
So tell me now, what's going on? What's going on? I really don't believe what's going on.
Steel-jacketed bullets are specifically outlawed under Los Angeles police regulations because of the dangers that they pose in populated areas.
Every day I read the news. Oh, bum trip. What'd I say?
Steel-jacketed bullets, unlike conventional copper jacket ammunition, are apt to ricochet.
Don't you know I got a problem? 'Cause that's the way I pay my dues.
Now, this ricocheting has been known to accidentally strike and kill innocent bystanders several hundred yards away.
But Ian, this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Los Angeles police, when presented with the reports of Dr. Vincent Gwynn and Dr. Ronald Taylor, denied that any of their men used the non-regulation ammo during the SLA assault. However, Dr. Gwynn, a University of California chemist, says that he has been able to match the bullet fragments recovered in DeFries' fatal wound with one of 13 kinds of steel-jacketed bullets sold in the U.S.
Yesterday, the Senate approved a halfway version of the gun bill. I do not think it's adequate. It would still, I believe, permit murder by mail order.
Gwynn says that none of the SLA members possessed steel-jacketed ammo. Gwynn says that he has been informed by reliable sources that one SWAT team member, using steel-jacketed bullets, has admitted to running up to a window during the shootout, firing his weapon, and striking an unidentified figure in the house and then retreating. DeFries' death was listed as probable suicide. I'm Bobby Blue for the Progressive Radio Network.